Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Programming. This is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We are so happy that you joined us this evening. We're going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. We're going to continue in our messages this evening, and we're going to be talking about walking into your blessings. So we're going to invite the presence of the Lord into our programming this evening. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. We pray that you would be the director and the guide for us in this program tonight. Help those that listen to be inspired and receive a blessing. And help me to be able to receive a blessing as well. In Christ's name, I pray and thank you. Amen. All right. So tonight, walking into your blessing, what does that really mean? What does that really mean, walking into your blessing? Well, actually what it means is that, you know, when you're looking for that blessing to take place, all you need to do is really walk into it. Just walk into that blessing. And I think that in order for you to walk into your blessing, you've got to have that faith. You've got to have that faith that, you know what, if your blessing is there. And I think that when you're able to do that, I think without a doubt that you realize that all that you could have ever hoped for is right there. When you're walking by that faith, walking into your blessing. Let's say, for example, you know, and hopefully we'll get some people to give a testimony this evening. Let's say, for example, if it's something that you've been aspiring to do, and you just have a faith, and you're just wondering, you know, am I going to be able to do this? You know, I really want this here. And you just, for some reason, you let go of something else. It could be, I want to tell you a story about someone who was dealing with their job situation. And they just felt like, this is not my purpose. This is not what I really want to do. I want to really be free. I want to be able to do what I want to do. I want to be able to do that without having to answer to someone else all the time. And so they begin to have these thoughts. And then one of the challenges that they faced was they connected with people who would also put doubt into their mind. When you are surrounding yourself with people who start to doubt some of the things that you want to do, I believe that you're allowing other people to perhaps manipulate, control your mode of thinking. And so with that, it could be that they start to detract from you. And by detracting from you, I mean they start to just like putting some reservations there, some doubt there, and you start to doubt yourself. Well, maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. Maybe I should stay on this secure job. You know, maybe my boss was just having a bad day. Well, your boss is not God. Your boss is not the Holy Spirit. Your boss is not Jesus. And so it's almost as if you're giving up who you are, maybe even your purpose in life, to try to please your boss. You know, do you really want to subject yourself to that type of thing for the rest of your life? Where you got to worry about your boss, you know, trying to please him or her in your own happiness. And, I mean, today they might have been in a bad mood. What's to say that it's going to change a week from now? It could be the same boss or it could be a different boss. At what point do you decide, you know what? I want to be my own woman. I want to be my own man. I want to be able to not have to answer to these people, you know, and then not answering to them. I want to be able to not have to worry about what type of mood I'm going to find them in. I don't want to have to deal with that. I mean, who really wants to deal with something like that? Well, if the boss is smiling, you got to smile. Or you may not, and when you don't, you might not even feel like smiling. But because the boss is smiling, well, I say it shouldn't be like that. Unfortunately, we tend to make it where we have other people thinking that they are high and mighty and that we're no one. And that's not the way that God intended it to be. You know, we're all God's children, and not one of us are better than the next one. And unfortunately, some people feel that because they have these positions or they have these titles of being the boss, then they feel perhaps that you are subservient to them. And that is not of God. You know, man shouldn't do that way. And so I want to hear from you all tonight. Press one on your dial. And I want you to give a testimony of what it's like to be your own person. I mean, who wants to have it where you're having to bow your head to man all of your life? At some point, when can you say, well, I want to be able to freely think for myself. I want to be able to freely exercise my rights to do what I want to do, to say what I want to say, as long as I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I mean, at what point do we get to that? At what point do we get to that? That you can be your own person, you know, and they say, well, you know, you retired 65. That's even, now they're saying you got to be older, you know, to get full benefits. You know, so let's talk about that. Let me hear from you out there tonight. We're going to go to phone lines at 352-560, and we're asking that you press one on your dial if you want to get in. Yes, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walks Show, your half-hour inspiration program. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Hi, this is Liz.
Liz, thanks for joining us, Liz.
You're welcome.
You're a faithful listener. Liz.
And fan.
And fan, yes, you are. Liz, is it fair? Tonight we're talking about walking in your blessing. Your blessing of freedom. Liz, is it really fair? Is it really fair that, you know, you have to worry about the mood swing that your boss would be in for the rest of your life?
Well, it's not fair, and we know that freedom is not free. Someone gave their life for freedom, even Jesus. So life is not fair, and freedom is not free. Somebody has paid with their life for us to be free, especially a lot of the military that goes overseas and keep our country safe. And, you know, I had a boss when I used to work for a security company, and he told me that either I had to go to bed with him or get fired. So which one you think I did?
I know you got fired.
Yes, I did. How did you know? You wasn't there. How did you know?
Well, I just believe that you're a woman of integrity and dignity.
Yes, yes. Thank you. So I always try to, as much as possible, do the right thing according to God, because, you know, man's ways of the world is not to the high authority degree that the Lord's ways are. His ways are higher than our ways. So I try to see how God's word speaks about it, and God does not want us to commit adultery or fornication, it says in the word. So I did not want to go against God's word. So even though I obeyed God's word, when I chose to get fired and chose to do right by God, I lost my income, I lost my car, and I lost my home because I had no income to pay for it. So it was a big loss, but I chose to do the right thing, and it cost me.
Liz, I'm sorry that you had to go through that first and foremost.
Oh, thank you.
But was there a blessing that you see that came out of that? I would think that as you tell that story, that God provided a bigger blessing for you because of your faithfulness. Was there? Did anything
else
happen?
Yes, there was a bigger blessing. The Lord blessed me to get another house that was a bigger house, bigger yard. And he blessed me to get a better job, and he blessed me to have more income.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
He did bless
wow.
me. I mean, he's not going to let any of us beat him giving. So he says in Luke 6:38, that if you give, it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, running over, shaking together. I mean, you got 7 blessings when you get one. He blesses you 7 times.
My. That is powerful. That is powerful. We're going to actually stand by.
Thank you.
And we're going to go to the phone lines again. Let's go to South Florida, 305-769. Welcome to the Your Half Hour Inspiration Program. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, this is Ms. Augustine.
Ms. Augustine, thank you for joining us. And we do apologize to our listeners. Those of you all who were trying to get in earlier, we didn't have the show scheduled in time, and then we moved it to another time, and that's how you're able to get in now. So we apologize to those of you all who tried to get in earlier. Ms. Augustine, do you have a testimony, whereas it was a point in time that you were out there, and you had a boss, and you realized that, you know what, that this boss, you just got tired and say, you know what? A boss is a man or a woman. They're human. They're not God. And you don't have to just always be bowing down to them. You know, they're not the God of the universe. How did you handle anything like that, if at all?
Well, I worked in a hospital. I was a nurse. And a lot of doctors came from all over doing the internship.
Right.
And what they would do is they would make bets on which of the staff that they can sleep with.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And if they didn't get you that time, the money would transfer over to the next group of doctors. So there was a bet on me, I found out later in years, that each rotation of doctors would bet on which person. It didn't matter who you was. You could be in housekeeping, but you was in that group of women that these doctors that came over, and they wanted to sleep with anybody, and they made bets on them. And by the time I retired, I realized that I was in that pot. And I thank God that even though they did anything and everything to intimidate me, to make me think I could lose my job or make life difficult for me as a nurse, that it didn't work because, you know, God had my back.
Right.
But when I retired, I found out I worked at that hospital for 26 years, 8 months,
wow,
that the pot of what was raised because I didn't was very big.
Wow.
But one thing I learned and I put in myself that, you know, God has me, is that I'm not for sale.
Amen.
And I respect myself, I respect God, and I respect my body, and I let people know, men know, in advance, there's no price on me, you know, and I have a God who loves me more than I love myself, and I love him as much as he loves me. And one thing I do is I respect myself, and I demand respect. A lot of people in my job didn't even know my first name. They only know my last name, Augustine. Most people called me Augustine. And if a person called me by my first name, I did not answer. So I demand respect on my job.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, as a matter of fact, you didn't give in to their demands or the pot. And
no.
At some point, can you tell our listening audience tonight out there, when a person wants to walk into their blessings and they want to exercise their free mind, their free will, their free choice, you know, as a child of God, and say, can you imagine someone walking away from a $150,000 a year job and saying, Lord, I'm going to trust you by faith because I feel it's time that I exercise my rights as a free person to think for myself, and I want to work for you, God. What does that mean? To walk
well,
from that type of money.
I had someone approach me that was interested in me, and they had a lot of money. And because I'm not attracted to that group of people, my friend girl said that, you know, they got a lot of money and they can give you anything you want and they can take care of you. And I made a comment that I didn't care if the person was a trillionaire. I'm not for sale. I really, in my life, I've learned that God bless me because I take care of me. And I won't depend on anyone to take care of me and be there for me, because if it's theirs, it's not mine. It's in their hands, and I have no control of it. So they can offer you the sky and the moon and take it away. I want my own sky. I want my own moon. I want it in my hand and not in somebody else's hand. So when somebody promised me something and it's not in my hand and I didn't earn it, then I don't want it.
I like that.
Amen.
I like that. But how about walking away from $150,000 a year, God, and trusting God because you want the freedom? It's not that the job has gotten to you or anything, but it's just that you want something different now. You want something more. You want to challenge yourself. Can you, you know, and olden times, you know, family members or parents would say, don't you walk away from that job. That's some good money you make. How do you go by faith on that, Ms. Augustine?
I believe,
we're going to ask you the same question.
I believe that when there's a shift in life, we're going to always go through shifts in our life. And sometimes the shift may be bigger or might be smaller. I went from a job that I made a whole lot of money from, and especially with overtime, and to not making as much money, but I made more money, not making much money and not working because of my faith and trust in God. I let God provide for me. you know. And when you let God lead you, sometimes God has to take away from you before you could realize what you have. And then he will bless you with more, but the more might not be more in dollars. It may be more in something else.
Amen. All right. Now, Leah, same question for you. How do you just walk away and because you want something different now? Because this is, you know, you want your purpose in life, and you're going to trust God that he fulfills that.
Yes. Well, it reminds me of the story of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
When he was working in Potiphar's house and his wife was trying to seduce him, and he ran.
Yes.
And he's like, I can't do this evil thing, you know, to my, you know, his boss, you know. And so he left, and while he had a good job working for her husband, his boss, he left that job because he wanted to do what was right. So he left that in a hurry, and he went to jail.
Yes.
And he went to prison 13 years. But he got demoted to prison, but God promoted him to the second highest in the kingdom. He was right next to the king.
Yeah.
And the king made him overseer of his kingdom.
Yeah.
So he went from the pit to the palace.
Yeah.
But now he did get knocked down.
Yeah.
And end up in prison for something he did not do for 13 years. But God say, I'm going to let you have a setback so that you can have a set up so that you can be catapulted into a better position.
Yes.
Amen. Wow. That is a testimony. And that's exactly what God did for him. And
thank
you. Let me ask you this here, the both of you all, and we start with you, Ms. Augustine, first. And the question is, why would God let you have such a setback, and in man's time, 13 years is a long time, you know, why would he let you have such a setback, you know, only to give you the setup?
Well, man's time is not God's time. You know, man's time is, you know, like 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but God's time is not in the years, you know. So the time that we have in a setback to us might be 13 years, but in God's time it might be a minute. You know, it might not be as long as we think it is. But the thing is, in our setback, we praising God, we putting God first. And then when God give us that hand up, we appreciate it. Well, I pray that we do. I did. We appreciate it more because we know where we've been and what we've been through. You know, I was listening to my prayer line today, and it was talking about when God had asked, the story, was that Jeremiah? When he told him to go to the widow woman to make him some making the bread, he told her to make his bread first, and she said, I don't have enough. And then whenever it came time for her to make that bread, she always had more than enough. She had enough to make the bread for that time, but it never went empty. And I remember as a kid, there were many days that my mother, we didn't have food. And my mother did the same thing with that flour and the cornmeal and water and salt. and made us bread, and that was breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sometimes we got sugar on it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we were blessed to have peanut butter on it, but that was food. But
right.
It looked like the can that she kept the cornmeal in never went empty.
Uh-huh. Wow. That's what I'm talking about, too. That's what I'm talking about. Wow.
We have to have a lot of faith and trust in God. And at times it looked like God don't hear us, but he does. But God does things in his own time, not our time. And our time, we want it now, but it's not God's time. So whenever God does it, God's time is the right time.
You know, I want to do a show, amen, on that. I want to do a show that sometimes the shows that we present may appear to be controversial, but we do them because I want to hear, I want the people to go in depth of their thinking and go down deep and realize, you know, how their blessings come forth. And so we want to do a show on, is God really, you know, an on-time God? Is God really an on-time God? And that's the show that we have coming up. Is God really an on-time God? And I don't want it to be where people are just saying things that they've heard. I want them to give a testimony. In the nick of time, God showed up. So we've got that show coming up. That will probably be next week.
He is an on-time God, I'll tell you that.
Okay,
I'm a living testimony of that. Believe me when I tell you.
Okay, see, that's what we want to be able to hear. I met a lady recently who gave a testimony, shared a testimony with me. And the lady was talking about that she had gone through so much in her life, so much. And sometimes you're thinking, we sit around and we think and say, well, God is really not paying any attention to me. I don't know. I don't understand this. And then you start to hear, and this is why I think testimonies are so powerful. You start to hear other people in their stories, and then you say, well, my gosh. You know, and then you see their faith. I met this woman, and she shared her testimony. And the woman said to me, she was in a car accident. And she, as a result of the accident, she had a broken neck. And the doctors just said that she wasn't going to make it. The car accident, she broke her neck. And so, say she would never, she'll be paralyzed from the waist down, and there's a good chance she's not going to even live. Well, that lady say she was in rehab for 3 years, and she kept saying that. She says, Lord, I know that it's not your desire for me to be in this wheelchair. And I just know she couldn't even talk really well. But she said, you know what? I'm just going to believe in you that one day, God, I'm going to get up out of this chair and I'm going to walk. One day, God, I'm going to, she kept telling herself that every day, every day. She says, I got faith, God, that it's going to happen. And let me tell you something. After 3 years, one day she just stood up, and she's been standing up since. She said, I'm a living testimony. Okay. And she said that wasn't all that happened. So many other things, you know. She, you know, she was in stage four, you know, about to die. God delivered her from that. She had about five things that went wrong with her and said that the enemy was trying to take her out, and she knew that God had a purpose for her life. And that, and then she told me, she said, that's been over 15 years ago. And now she's dedicated her life to helping other people. Can we say amen to that?
Amen. Amen. That's powerful.
Amen.
That sure is a blessing.
Amen.
So I think that that's the kind of testimony, that's the kind of faith that we got to be able to walk into. And then not just be a blessing for ourselves, but be a blessing to others. Listen, we are clearly out of time now. I want to thank you ladies for joining us tonight.
So quick.
And please, whatever you, go ahead. I want you to be able to bless somebody else, you all. Every day, let's find somebody that we can bless. I hope this program has been a joy to you as much as it has been to me. Please join us back here live next Friday when our topic is going to be, Is God Really an On-Time God? That's a program that you really don't want to miss. And we want to hear from those of you all out there who have a testimony. Is God really an on-time God? Listen, until if you can't join us next Friday, join us next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Until next Thursday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless you. You did wonderful.
Yes, you did.
Good night, everybody. God bless.
Good night. God bless. Hello?